WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan office of the Texas Department of Transportation has been asked to make safety improvements to Highway 79 in Robertson County in front of the Franklin Safari. This comes the day after four people were taken to local hospitals after a car stopped to make a left turn was rear-ended.
We have received a lot of emails today, and we are looking at the area to see what elements we can do to improve the area.
TxDOT spokesman Bob Caldwell says during spring break week, TxDOT placed message boards in both directions cautioning drivers about the entrance to the safari park. The Bryan Police Department has again met the requirements of the Texas racial profiling law, but the annual presentation to the Bryan City Council generated the most questions in recent years. Three council members who were interested in a breakdown by council district of traffic stops, searches, and arrests were told that could be done in a future presentation. Police Chief Eric Buskey addressed the issue.
I can say with full confidence that we police the same everywhere in this city. The only differences in what we do, and it's not based on council districts, because frankly I can't tell you what your boundaries are for your council districts, is we try to follow crime patterns. We will patrol areas that have a higher incidence of crime heavier because we're trying to discourage that crime. In fact, we meet every single week to discuss what's going on with crime in this city.
Consultant Alex Del Carmen says the more detailed breakdown will be required going forward as part of the state's new Sandra Bland Act. Last year, the Bryan Police Department received no racial profiling complaints. Elevated dangers of wildfires means deploying equipment. That includes the Bryan Fire Department, as explained by Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse during a visit on our show.
Our TIFMAS truck, which is that first wildland firefighting truck that we received through grants with the interagency and the Forest Service, and it'll be deployed out this morning over to the Chrisman area because they're in fire danger over there.
Bouse says computer mapping can show the highest risks for wildfires on a given day. The U.S. House has sent on to the Senate more legislation designed to reduce school violence. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was among those voting for what is called the Stop School Violence Act.
What this bill is intended to do is to equip our teachers, our administrators, our local law enforcement personnel with the training and the skills to be able to identify young people who may have a tendency to move toward violent behavior. That way we can start to identify these individuals earlier, make sure that, first of all, they get the treatment they need to deal with the mental challenges that they may have, and then secondly, to make sure that we can find a way to prevent them from getting firearms.
Flores also says the Senate is taking action on legislation passed by the House last December.
This is a bill that fixes some of the holes in the national criminal background check system that allowed the Sutherland Springs shooter to get a gun.
Flores, speaking on a visit during our show, says there are problems with the way today's families are structured that are allowing individuals to become mentally challenged and getting guns. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 68 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620, powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Chuck, there must be something in the air. It seems like everybody is redecorating this spring.
That's right, Suzanne. And now is a great time to stock up on designer lighting fixtures because Brazos Valley Floor and Design is having a huge inventory clearance sale.
For make readies or for your home, now is the perfect time to buy.
Come see us on Welburn Road at Rock Prairie and College Station. At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, you will always find the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Spring is almost here, and so is the newest issue of Brazos Wellness magazine. Catering to the seniors of the Brazos Valley, Brazos Wellness is filled with pages of local content from local professionals focusing on health, wellness, and community. Advertise your business directly to our seniors in Brazos Wellness, the best and only source for health, wellness, and more. Ad reservation deadline is March 16th, so act now. Contact Dale Hendry at 979-695-9595 or dale@brianbroadcasting.com. For more information,
we're right at 7:10. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do weather, sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Warm air will be flowing across the region as we head through today and through the weekend, but it also looks like sunshine may be limited by cloudiness. Partly to mostly cloudy today, 80 to 85. There could be an isolated shower this morning. Tonight, we're partly to mostly cloudy, 60 to 65. Clouds tomorrow, there's the chance for showers in the afternoon, 80 to 85. Cloudy, chance of showers on Sunday. Highs will be somewhere between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it's March Madness for Aggie men's and women's hoops today. As they kick off their journey to the NCAA championships, the first rounds today. The Aggie men will be taking on Providence First up in Charlotte, North Carolina. Coach Billy Kennedy on the Friars.
Their size on the perimeter is an advantage with their team, and I think our size with our post guys is an advantage with us, but it's definitely a different style of play.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Kennedy coming up. Also, Coach Blair will give us a preview of the Drake Lady Bulldogs. That's who the Aggie women will be playing today. So we'll cover both of those games as well as the games that were yesterday. All that more coming up in sports.
Oh, and there'll be more Bracket Busters today.
Bracket Busters.
It'll be awesome.
All the teams that I picked to usurp some of the better teams didn't yesterday. And then the teams that I picked to win that were favorites didn't. So...
So your bracket is busted.
Busted.
Already.
It's all busted. Hopefully other people's are busted too. Worse than mine.
I didn't fill one out this year.
And
really?
And yeah. Neither did I. Now, and so,
I think I've only done it 1 year. I don't know why. I just...
Well, you guys could have taken part in our bracket.
Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, you know, it's big time money. There's high stakes.
That's it. Did you get my email?
Yep.
Okay. So anyhow... I hate that. Are you going to do the second chance thing again?
That's dumb.
I didn't get your email, by the way, Scott.
If
you were wondering about me, if you were wanting to send me an email,
he wasn't worried about
it. If you didn't bother sending me one, that's fine.
It's a show note for later today. That's all. Possible show note for later.
Well, I guess I'll just be surprised along with all our listeners.
I mean, we're surprised every day when Scott just brings stuff up.
Yeah, that's
right. You know it.
People, how do you show prep? I'm like, what?
We just show
what
up.
What is show prep?
And Scott throws stuff out there, and then we jump on it.
Why should we show
what
prep?
What is that?
It's like putting a leg of lamb in the water for piranhas. It's about
what?
Exactly right.
He just throws it in there, and we go after it. That's
right.
About it.
That's the whole. That's
now
the
I'm
whole
a hungry,
idea.
Hungry piranha.
Okay.
All right.
In the meantime, by the way, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
So just in case, the thing is, we just don't know how. So here's what or
let's
when.
Think about it.
Yeah, basically or when. A new study from a SUNY New York, SUNY Fredonia.
Okay.
All right.
Haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Found that more than 90% of bottled water contains plastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Tiny particles of plastic. The study tested 259 bottles of 11 brands of water, including the stuff you drink. There's Aquafina, there's Evian, there's Dasani, there's Nestle Pure Life, San Pellegrino, purchased from 19 locations in 9 countries. Experts used a red dye called Nile Red, which absorbs to the surface of plastics and therefore makes you able to see them in infrared light.
Okay.
Now, see, they still need infrared light. That's how small it is.
Oh, so small.
93% of the bottles showed some sign of microplastic contamination. That sounds horrible. Microplastic. Yeah. So the person who got paid to do this study said, when you're drinking bottled water, you are ingesting plastic. Boom. End quote. Drop mic. That's it. You got plastic inside your guts now.
Okay.
Our study verifies that. Now, are you excreting that plastic?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Really? Probably. Possibly.
I would think so.
It's not good for your plumbing.
That's not nearly as fun as thinking that you have these particles of plastic floating around in your body.
Ooh. Gee, do wow. they are they like glitter?
Yeah, I don't
do
know.
Do they sparkle?
She said, what are the effects of those having on your body? Those are questions we're still investigating, meaning
we don't know.
And I need more money.
Right.
Yeah. So now we've told you the threat.
Yeah.
How bad the threat is.
We need more money.
That's right. Mm-hmm. If you'll give us more money, we can tell you that.
We'll tell you.
Maybe by the time they finish the second study, we will have heard of SUNY Fredonia.
You know, but one of my assignments when I was an ag comm and journalism major at A&M, and Zach, I don't know if you did this, but we actually had to write our own obituary.
Wow.
I don't know if we had... Yeah, maybe we did.
Yeah, it was part of our media writing class.
Okay.
And we had to write our own obituary. And it was to practice writing for, you know, newspaper,
right.
basically.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I did not say that I died from little plastic particles.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, do you remember what you
yeah.
said?
Yeah, I was bungee jumping in Australia.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I tried to pick something that probably would never happen.
Okay.
Because how creepy would that be
sure,
to
you're
predict
right.
your own death?
Well, yeah, let's fast forward 10 years and maybe you're...
Right.
In Australia.
I wouldn't go bungee jumping.
Okay. All
no.
Right. Okay.
No. I would pick some. I mean, I've gone skydiving.
Yeah,
but
so
I
there.
Wouldn't bungee jump.
Yeah.
Where did you go? You went skydiving?
Yeah, when I graduated from A&M.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep.
Here in town?
No, Houston.
That was your graduation okay. present?
Well, to myself.
Oh, to yourself? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
right,
no,
okay.
a few of us from work, we all got together and went. So
okay. that's cool.
Yeah. yeah.
Then you went and drank to celebrate?
Yeah, I think we did. No. No.
As she's jumping out of the plane,
so
she's
do
got
it
a
again?
Bottle turned over.
I would do it again.
Would you?
Okay. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I will say, though, you know, you kind of like black out there in the first couple of seconds
sure.
because it all happens so fast.
Oh, yeah.
And so now that I know what to expect,
okay.
I think I could maybe enjoy it even more the next time.
So
I will say, though, I had clogged ears for like a couple of weeks
really?
Afterwards.
Wow. Yeah.
Just because of the speed at which
yeah,
you're changing
Yeah, and not
altitudes.
Everyone has that problem, but I did. And so that was the only complaint I had was it was really tough for me to get over the ear thing.
You know,
maybe if you chewed gum on the way down.
Right. Yeah, probably.
Right. In all the descriptions of skydiving, mm-hmm. I have never, ever heard anyone talk about the effect on their ears.
Oh,
but
really?
It's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a really
yeah.
good point.
I mean, as soon as I landed, like, it was hard for me to hear for a couple of days.
Oh, interesting.
Like, it felt super, and I get a little bit of that when I fly, like
okay.
in an airplane.
Right.
But, you know, it's something that doesn't happen to me often, but it felt like my ears were clogged for a couple of weeks
well,
afterwards.
But again, see, that can be kind of life impacting.
Yeah.
And
I mean, my hearing may have been damaged more than I even realized. I don't know.
And, you know, I don't know. Maybe if there's somebody who instructs who's out there can tell us about
yeah.
that, how what
yeah.
the propensity for that is, and then, mm-hmm. You know, how, yeah. how long people are normal. But I've never heard anybody talk about, yeah, it's great, but my yeah. ears were plugged up for a while.
Yeah, but it's yeah. pretty cool. There were like seven of us that went, because a lot of times these places, the planes they bring up there are so small, you can only fit like two or three people up there.
Sure.
But ours was larger, so there were seven of us plus our instructors. And then one of my friends actually had been doing this for a long time, so he was allowed to jump on his own. And so we got to see him jump first, like solo,
okay.
Which was kind of cool and scary.
I don't know how it'd feel being strapped to somebody else and
yeah.
having them jump with me.
Well,
I just don't know.
Unless people need that for a sense of security.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, that could be part of it right
yeah.
there, is I don't
yeah.
want to fall all by myself.
No,
so,
yeah,
anyway.
My instructor was great, too. They have a very dry sense of humor, which huh. You can imagine. I mean, they go on
sure.
multiple jumps a day
oh, yeah.
and have to deal with scaredy cats.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think he was happy with my cooperation.
Okay, yeah, they probably got all sorts of names for you
oh,
after they get
yeah,
away from
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those
absolutely.
People right there. Okay, so Becca Cuffren, is that her name?
Okay.
Is ready to find her forever man after getting dumped
oh,
by Ari Lyandike
yeah.
Jr.
Uh-huh. She
is that
was
her name, Becca?
Yeah,
okay.
Becca. She was the one that he proposed to and then broke up
yeah,
with on camera
yeah.
a
no,
couple weeks later.
Poor Becca.
It,
mm-hmm.
it could be Michael Strahan.
Oh,
yep,
what?
Yep. The newest bachelorette told Ellen DeGeneres on her daytime talk show She loves everything about Michael.
Oh.
His paycheck, too, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Becca began filming yesterday and revealed her first day on The Bachelor lasted from 8:30 at night until 8:30 the next morning.
Okay.
Jeez.
Is she going to be the next Bachelorette?
It just said she began filming yesterday.
That's what it sounds
maybe
like.
Maybe she is.
Maybe
okay.
So.
What was she doing all
Oh, yes,
night?
Here we go. Newest Bachelorette. That's
okay. Wonderful. Well, that's why Ari, that's how he defended his on-camera breakup with her. Because, I mean, he brought camera crews in just to film the breakup. It was way after the show and everything because he'd already proposed. And he said that he wanted to do it that way so everyone would see, so they would make her the next Bachelorette.
He was thinking of her.
Yeah.
It really was. It's about.
He's the worst.
It's about other people.
He's the worst.
And I've never watched either of these shows, so I don't know. But do you somehow feel used or played now?
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, you signed up for the show.
Yeah, but you didn't sign up to watch it. You, the viewing public.
Oh,
that's
you
what I'm
feel
saying.
Used?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Of See? Course you should feel used. That's the whole point.
But again, you choose to watch it.
They use you.
Sure.
They use you, and they have these fake breakups and all this other stuff that they put in there.
Yeah, and someone texted in and said, I think it's all scripted. Actually, a couple of guys on The Bachelorette, the year that Jordan Rogers won.
Okay.
Him and JoJo.
Right.
Two of the guys went to A&M.
Okay.
And so Luke Pell and James Taylor were both on the show. And someone who I know close to Luke Pell said they basically pick and choose certain people who advance to make it more interesting. And so, I would think a lot of it is scripted.
Okay, got that going on. Mm-hmm. Hey, here's one more story about inside axe throwing. This apparently is becoming a deal.
Oh, yeah. I have a friend who's doing it in Houston.
Really?
Yeah. She hasn't done it yet. I think they booked it for a couple of weekends from now.
Well, the bar?
I don't know what it is. I mean, it's an axe throwing. I'm sure there's
I know in Austin there's a bar that you can throw axes.
Right.
Well, they got leagues and all that kind of stuff, but this... Well, they do. Yeah,
do they really?
They
I didn't
do.
Know
they
that.
Leagues
oh,
that do
awesome.
That. Well, I mean, shouldn't they? Right?
I would
make
think
sense
so.
That
yeah.
You'd
makes
be
sense.
Able to do that. But indoor axe throwing is a big deal now across the country. Lanes are set up like bowling alleys, surrounded by batting cages with wooden targets at the end. A guy who owns Lumber Jacks, that's Jaxes in Pennsylvania, said, "We start everybody off and highly recommend you throw with two hands, at least to start. A lot of men are trying it, and some workplaces are actually having team-building exercises built around this. So you want to throw it as hard as you can, but it just doesn't work that way. You've got to use this kind of finesse in there to be able to do a good job of it." He said, "I think it's a lot like curling." Really?
Okay.
Okay.
You just have to be gentle.
I've never seen somebody die from a curling stone,
I haven't either.
Though.
Good point. Have you seen jack about curling in the last 3 weeks?
No, because no one cares anymore.
That's right.
Well, they've got the Paralympics. That
Do
was
they
on
have
the other
curling?
Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's not top of mind awareness.
No.
It's not on everybody's
it's
mind.
Not it's not anywhere on social media anymore.
Yeah.
Nope.
And, again, I don't know if that's a number of people who are just introduced to curling going, what the heck is this?
Right.
To, it's curling time and we don't have to worry about it for another 4 years. But, nonetheless. Hey, get this. Now, was it yesterday we had the story about the ride problems at Six Flags?
Yes, where they got stuck for 45 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, did we know that was the Batman ride? I'm just seeing
that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think you mentioned it. And because Zach said, and that one goes upside down.
Okay, well, I guess this prep service didn't have it yesterday.
Okay.
And they have still, we still don't know what caused the sensor to clog. So now that makes you think, on a day when the weather is really okay and stuff like that the thing may just trap you up there for 45 minutes.
Mm-mm.
Think about that. See how much fun that could be.
Yep.
Shepard Smith, you know him, right?
Yeah.
Signed a new multi-year contract on Fox. He's a bit dramatic. He's just a bit dramatic. I'm just saying.
Yeah. SEC boy.
Really?
With Ole Miss,
He came and did his show here for, a week? Is that right?
Okay.
Oh, really?
At least a couple of days.
I didn't
anyway.
Know that.
Yeah, he did.
I know Sean Hannity was up here.
Yeah, no, he didn't have enough. He didn't do a show from here. He was over on campus. About 7 or 8 years ago, something like that. Okay, so I think we have good news for coffee later on this morning.
Ooh, I love good coffee.
I know
news.
You
I don't
do.
Drink coffee.
In the meantime, how about a barista named Lee Kang Bin,
okay,
who uses paint brushes and food coloring to create intricate works of art on his customers' lattes.
I was seeing this on Twitter this morning.
Man, he runs the see-through everything, the see-through gift shop and coffee shop in Seoul, and refers to his designs as cream art.
Cream art.
Yes. Paints everything from a simple animal doodle or a Disney design, and also can do complex creations. He said one of his masterpieces was The Scream, the 1893 masterpiece you've seen where the person has their hands up to their face. You've seen it before. Anyway, he does that. Each design takes about an hour.
You're sitting around waiting for your coffee for an hour.
Can you call
ahead?
And
it's cold.
I don't know if anybody actually drinks this, do they?
I don't know.
Surely not. I mean, why would you?
And how much does it cost?
Right.
Yeah, that's
And then
the
you
other
take
thing.
A picture of it. You
sure.
post it on the gram.
Yeah, that's
And then
it.
That's it.
Okay, well, you see, but you could do that because you could be at a bar ordering that, but you since you've got your credit card number memorized, you'd
right.
be able to order that and say that you'd be there in an hour.
I'll be back.
You'd be able to handle that.
But, yeah, why on earth? I still don't understand why somebody would pay for something that obviously is going to go away. It's not a painting. It's not something you can hang up and keep for forever. It's going to go away. It's
something
like ice sculpture or something. Yeah.
We'll go see how much it costs and let you know later.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deakin by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So, new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here's the weather at 727. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving your members' needs. Is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. About 85 today and tomorrow. Lows will be in the middle 60s. We got a 30% chance of rain probably tomorrow and Saturday night. Sunday is up to a 50-50 chance of rain. High on Sunday and Monday will be 80. There'll be some sunshine on Monday. That'll be nice. And sunshine on Tuesday, 72 will be the high then. Currently, we've got overcast skies, and it's 68.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a ruling this week about sanctuary cities that could be a game changer. The case was prompted by a law passed last May by the Texas legislature. It required police chiefs and sheriffs to cooperate with federal immigration officials. It allowed cops to question anyone they arrested about their immigration status. In other words, Texas stripped sanctuary cities of their sanctuary. A lone federal judge in San Antonio temporarily blocked implementation of the law. But on Tuesday, the three appeals court judges voted unanimously to smack down that decision. Texas can enforce the law while the case is still being challenged in court. Except for one minor provision, the three-judge panel found the plaintiff's argument wasn't likely to succeed on the merits of the constitutional issues raised. And that's a big deal, since this case is likely headed to the Supreme Court. It's also a big deal because this Texas law is right in line with President Trump's position on sanctuary cities. Illegal immigration advocates are vowing to press on. They say they're looking forward to an appeal of the Texas law. Well, bring it. The left sanctuary nonsense has dragged on for too long. It's a direct attack on the rule of law, and the sooner America is rid of it, the better.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I was just reading the obituaries, and you know Bob from down the street?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, his lawnmower died.
Should we send flowers?
No, Karen, it's a lawnmower. We should send Mechanic in a Bottle.
This spring, if your lawn equipment doesn't start right up, get Mechanic in a Bottle. You don't need to remove the carburetor or, worse, pay someone else to do it. Mechanic in a Bottle will clean the fuel system and have your lawn equipment running within minutes. Available at the Home Depot, Tractor Supply, and Walmart, or visit mechanicinabottle.com. Trusted by engine and equipment manufacturers everywhere.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Last year, the Bryan Police Department received no complaints of racial profiling, and the city council heard from its consultant that BPD met the requirements of the Texas racial profiling law.
From my perspective, the police department has been consistent in the sense that they're adhering to the law, first and foremost.
Consultant Alex Del Carmen told three councilmen he could come back and give a district-by-district breakdown of traffic stop searches and arrests. Councilman Prentice Madison was among those also asking Police Chief Eric Buskey.
Where you have more crime areas at, you're most likely to make more stops. Is that correct?
We will have a greater police presence, and that can turn into traffic stops.
The chief also said the department started complying with one of the components of the state's new Sandra Bland Act for motorists who are stopped by Bryan police officers.
We started it in December before the January mandatory. Yeah. We developed business cards that every traffic stop we hand out to them, and it tells them how to file complaint or compliment. And I can tell you that we are running extremely heavily on the compliment side.
On
what we receive.
The chief told the council the department places patrol according to crime patterns and not the boundaries of council districts. A Bryan Fire Department truck, paid in part by grant money, has been going out of town locations as part of efforts to reduce response time during periods of elevated risks of rural wildfires.
They do so much in mapping this kind of fire danger that they can pretty much predict when things are going to start happening.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse was asked on our show how vehicles and manpower are deployed when there are multiple risk areas.
When you get over into a region like that, if you get them close and get them to a big staging area where they can set up organization operations, there's other agencies that are sending vehicles too, and they'll get them into a central location where they could ship them out to the county next door or the county down south.
Bouse says the key is getting resources close to the potential risk areas. the day after another crash involving injuries took place on Highway 79 in front of the Franklin Safari, where there is no left turn lane. The Bryan office of the Texas Department of Transportation has received multiple emails requesting improvements. Spokesman Bob Caldwell says they're looking into what can be done.
We have put some changeable message boards up air during the spring break week to warn motorists that, you know, traffic is coming in and out of this location.
At this time, Caldwell says no improvements are planned.
Any improvement would have to be specific to the location, but our office will be reviewing this week's crash and the recent history to look for any potential improvements we can make in that area.
Caldwell says any decision to make improvements would require additional planning and funding. The day after chemical explosions in Hood County, Texas, environmental groups are getting their day in a federal court in their latest attempt to reinstate Obama-era safety regulations for chemical facilities.
It was this 2013 explosion at a fertilizer plant in West Texas that led to the new chemical storage safety regulations that were supposed to go into effect last June.
It would strengthen emergency preparedness, coordination with local first responders, more thorough prevention.
Dan Carmen of the Texas chapter of the Sierra Club. President Trump's EPA Director Scott Pruitt delayed the safety regulations till 2019.
One of the companies asking for the delay was the Arkema chemical plant that was allowed to catch fire in Houston during Hurricane Harvey.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The same day of walkouts at schools nationwide regarding gun control following last month's mass shooting in Florida, the U.S. House passed legislation called the Stop School Violence Act. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was asked on our show whether this is an issue that is better addressed at the local level.
Really, when you sort of come way back out of the trees and look at the forest on these issues, you find that we've got a bunch of issues in society that are contributing to these challenges.
Flores also brought up mental health challenges.
We also have issues with the way our family structures work today that are causing problems. Are they allowing these individuals to become mentally challenged and then ultimately get a gun?
Flores says the new federal legislation would give money to schools to train students, teachers, administrators, and law enforcement to recognize and respond to the early warning signs of school violence. If your favorite Bluebell ice cream flavor contains pecans, good luck finding it.
And the Brenham-based creamery tweeted, due to the shortage, increased demand, and the high cost of pecans, production of butter pecan ice cream is limited at this time. Bluebell tweeted, "We will make more as soon as we can." Some reports indicate the pecan shortage might be connected with recent hurricanes. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 7:36. It's 68 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour. And remember, you can stream us from anywhere at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Mowing season is here, and Kairos Truck Center is here to help you. Hi, this is David inviting you to come down and take a spin on one of our zero-turn rider mowers from Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet. We have great selections and great deals right now to help you through the mowing season and cut your mowing time in half. How about zero money down and 0% interest? Take advantage now of these great deals at Kairos Truck Center. We make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Everybody loves the stock market as long as it's going up. In 2007 and 8, it shot down 38% and took 7 years to recover your wealth. Hello, I'm Debbie Bloyd, and I've got an investment option where you're in control and you're not nervously clinging to an unpredictable stock market. Better yet, you can earn a high rate of return for a fixed rate and no risk to your principal. It's also available for IRA and 401k rollovers. Call me today, Debbie Bloyd, at 979-220-3018. Allow me to help you protect your retirement.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Schulte Roofing, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, good morning. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Warm air will be flowing across the region as we head through today and through the weekend, but it also looks like sunshine may be limited by cloudiness. Partly to mostly cloudy today, 80 to 85. There could be an isolated shower this morning. Tonight, we're partly to mostly cloudy, 60 to 65. Clouds tomorrow, there's the chance for showers in the afternoon, 80 to 85. Cloudy, chance of showers on Sunday. Highs will be somewhere between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it's March Madness is hitting Aggieland today. Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops is up in Charlotte, North Carolina, getting set to take on Providence in the first round of the men's tourney. Meanwhile, for the women, they're at home today, taking on Drake. Coach Gary Blair with a little preview of the Lady Bulldogs. He doesn't quite know exactly what his defense needs to do out there.
We don't know whether to play a man or zone or play HTM. That's hope they miss.
I have a feeling Coach knows what defense they want to play. He's just not letting us know.
He's being coy.
There you go. He's playing a little gamesmanship. But either way, Drake is a pretty hot shooting team. So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up, as well as touching on some other big games from yesterday and even today. All that more coming up in sports.
Bracket Busters.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bracket Busters.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm pumped.
Yeah. There's nobody on the road today.
Yeah. No.
It's the Friday of spring break.
There was nobody in the parking lot yesterday as I was leaving.
Yeah. Well, you have to remember, we have some A&M offices in this building. Sure. And so anytime A&M doesn't have work or school, the parking lot is always a little bit more bare.
Yeah, and it was also the first day of the NCAA tournament. So I wonder how many people called in sick.
Yeah, I mean, there's a story today in the Wall Street Journal, a letter to every CEO. Why are you even open today?
Oh,
and why were you open yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Your number three guy is not sick. He's at home. He's watching the game.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, again, that says a lot about our country if they have to do that and say, oh, well, maybe we need a holiday because of the NCAAs. Yeah.
Right.
And then we're going to have Monday after Super Bowl off one of these days.
Of course.
The Europeans will be off for all this stuff.
Forever.
All right. So now I get this. If you're the manager or if you're the owner of the business, something for you to think about. You've got your overworked, underpaid people out there. You need to dangle some little something in front of the team to get them motivated,
mm-hmm.
okay? Yep. Now, is it vacation time? Is it a team-building day? Like throwing axes?
Team-building.
I understand. Is it gift cards? I mean, so...
Gift cards, I'll take that.
Well, you're much better off, apparently, buying pizza.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay? Dan Ehrle, who did an experiment, he's a psychologist, okay, so... experimented with four groups of employees and offered them all different rewards for increased productivity, including $30 in cash, compliments, or
pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Pizza.
I mean, just think about that. So, or nothing at all.
Compliments.
Okay? Yeah, I know. The Cut reports that the workers who were promised the yummy slice worked 6.7% harder on the first day. But the group who received compliments was the most successful overall.
There you go.
So, depends on your workforce and what you expect them to do.
Sure.
But, you know, if you're a game day coach, then maybe it needs to be pizza that you roll in there because you need them to, you know, really kick up their game on that one day. Despite the outcome, he believes, though, pizza would have won out eventually if employees could have brought the feast home and made them a hero in the eyes of their family.
Interesting.
So something to think about if you're trying to boost the productivity of your team after they come back from spring break.
Okay.
All right, now the Food and Drug Administration is excited about this. I'm not exactly sure it's a good idea. But anyway, they said they have taken the first concrete action to reduce nicotine in cigarettes to make them much less addictive.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, now isn't that just going to make those people smoke more?
Right.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
In order to get the desired effect, you gotta start smoking an extra pack a day.
And again, now they're trying to spin it. They're saying this is a historic first step
to a long and complicated process in lowering the nicotine.
Yeah.
Again, they're smoking for the nicotine, then they're just going to...
And you're taking away the nicotine.
Right. Then they're going to smoke more. It's really pretty easy to figure that one out.
Start wearing all the patches while they're smoking.
Yeah.
Chewing the gum.
Do the whole thing and still smoking. So, Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of neat. Can do all sorts of different things without running a plug. The deal is, I don't know, I bought a fan about a year ago, and it had like a Wi-Fi option.
Right. Oh, wow. So you could turn the fan on from somewhere else.
So what? I'm supposed to be 10 miles from the house, and I can turn on the fan so it's going when I get there?
So the dogs can get cool, too.
That's it, right.
Now, like the fan's kind of weird. I understand like an AC unit.
Sure.
Being able to program that from your phone.
Yeah, yep. I think that's a little overkill, though, with the fan, at least.
Now, the other deal is like lights.
Lights.
We've all had light timers, you know, where you plug it in and it would make the lights go on and off in different parts of the house and all that. So, of course, they've got that Wi-Fi technology.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, one company came out with one not working too well.
Oh. It's called the Southwire Wi-On Indoor Wi-Fi Switch. It lets you control lights and appliances with your smartphone from anywhere using an app. But the Consumer Product Safety Commission says it can overheat, and that's a fire hazard. They're saying if you've got one, stop using it now. They also say you should contact Southwire for a refund, and you should also be getting $4 from the company to pay for a new non-Wi-Fi replacement switch. Southwire also expected to pay for an electrician to come to your home to switch the switch. About 24,000 of them were sold in the U.S.
Okay, so stop using it immediately.
Yep.
Get a refund.
Request a refund and get your $4.
And they'll pay to have the electrician come and put the new switch in.
Hey, it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah except
but
for
fire
them.
Fire hazards are a big deal.
Yeah. They're going, okay, we'll do this too.
We'll do whatever you want because as soon as someone's house burns down, they're screwed.
Yeah, that vice president for development is gone.
Yep.
Yeah, he ain't there. The quality control guy. Uh-huh.
Now, we talked about the refrigerator, right? That you can have the app and actually look into your fridge.
Yeah, it's got a camera.
Yeah, that way you can find out what if
something's, am I out of cheese?
Right. Yeah, but if something's hiding behind something, I don't know how exactly that's going to work.
True.
Like if you got the milk hiding behind the, I don't know, milk's like the biggest thing you're on in the fridge, so it wouldn't be hiding by anything. But what if the eggs are behind the milk?
Yep.
And you can't see them.
What are you going to do?
Dang it.
But it's just taking things to a ridiculous level.
You know, it's pretty interesting because I think that most folks would know basically what they have in their fridge, okay?
Yeah.
They generally know because they buy the same things over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, we have a refrigerator here, and that's kind of interesting because then you get to peek into a whole lot of people's worlds, right?
And also know the people who like to leave things in the refrigerator.
Those aren't olives, Scott. They're little potatoes.
Those are potatoes?
Yeah, they have...
They're green!
No, they're purple. They're little multicolored potatoes.
Are these your potatoes?
Yes. He goes, are those your bag of olives in there?
Now,
and I have olives.
Now, wait a minute.
But I don't think those are olives that you saw. I think those are my potatoes.
First, I didn't say it that way.
Kind of did.
Yeah. Are those your olives?
Ooh.
Hello. Yeah, I want to know if that app has a feature to it so it'll send me alert when my refrigerator stockage level on beer gets too low.
You know, it seems like it should be able to do that. Hello?
Notifications.
Yeah. I know there are little RFID tags that can identify things, and I think eventually all products sold in the stores will have these little tags, and your refrigerator will be able to tell by the tags what's in your fridge so you can find out what you've got and what you don't.
Yep.
Update your shopping list.
Yep.
Know who takes your stuff out of their fridge at work.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Find out who's eating your food.
Yeah, I like that.
It's like a chip for your pet.
I like that
like a microchip.
I like that last part when you find out who took the whatever out of it.
I'm definitely for setting up a sting for trying to figure out who, you know, like a
steakout
or something.
No one steals healthy food, Zach. Trust me.
That's the thing.
That's true.
That's the
Nobody's going to steal any Chelsea stuff or little olives that
she's got. That is the safest thing to do when it comes to that.
Absolutely.
My concern, and I think the caller is probably right from the standpoint of they're going to put RFID tags on that so that they can, you know, you can know when you're out. But I think probably the other thing that it'll do is then, I don't know, say 20 years from now, the RFID tag will go ahead and activate the RFID chip that's in your arm.
Oh, yeah.
So that when you walk by that in the grocery store, you'll get like an electric shock.
Zing, zing.
Yeah. You
need to stop and get
low on milk.
Exactly.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. And I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
There is no fountain of youth, but you can reverse the signs of aging. Childs Dermatology offers an array of solutions for your skin, like the Restylane family of fillers to smooth away wrinkles and add fullness, Dysport injections with quicker and longer-lasting results than Botox, Cool Touch laser therapy to replenish your own natural collagen, and the Beta Lift X Peel that leaves skin with a smooth and tight appearance in just minutes. Book your appointment to start looking younger. Call Childs Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Yes and no are two of the most important words your child can learn. They're boundary words. They're like bedrock to a child's confidence. Yes and no are how your children make good choices for themselves out in the real world when it counts the most. The word yes equips children to take advantage of good opportunities. They'll need that ability when they're adults and a promotion at work becomes available, or Mr. or Mrs. Right comes along. They'll need the courage to say yes in order to try new things and to prevent fear from holding them back in life. The word no is equally important. No empowers children to take a stand for themselves against people who mean them harm. Without the word no, children become easy targets. They get run over by people who are willing to speak their minds. Yes and no are important words, but children have to be taught how to use them properly. Otherwise, they'll say yes when they shouldn't, or they'll hesitate to say no when they ought to. My suggestion is to allow your children to practice at home. Encourage your children to say yes to new opportunities. Allow them to say no, too. Don't shut down your children's no as backtalk. Kids should be respectful, but allow them to disagree with you. Then teach them how to reach a solution. If you give your child a voice at home, they'll have a voice out in the real world, too, when it counts the most. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
How you doing? It's Jimmy here from Zipa. Today I wanted to tell you about my efforts to achieve global elimination of snoring. It all starts with respect. Respect for yourself and respect for others. Listen, you think you're being a nice guy or a nice girl by letting the guy or girl next to you sleep and snore every night. It's the ultimate disrespect to have that happen. You wake that person up and you tell them, go to Zipa.com now. Zyppah.com.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business? Nimble business? Dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business. Uma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit uma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Uma, the phone your small business deserves.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning, it's 7:51. Aggie men's and women's basketball kicks off their journeys to the national championships today. The guys take on Providence later on this morning in Charlotte. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on the Friars.
I call it an East Coast style of basketball. We're taking advantage of people one-on-one. You got to be able to make physical plays on the defensive end, and hopefully we won't get our guards in foul trouble. I think their size on the perimeter is an advantage in there with their team, and I think our size with our post guys is an advantage with us, but it's definitely a different style of play. We've practiced against a lot of different teams this year, played Penn State, probably closest to a similar as Providence as when we played Penn State earlier in the year.
Tip-off is set for this morning at 11:15 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the Aggie women are at Reed Arena taking on Drake in the first round at 1 o'clock. Coach Gary Blair says the hot-shooting Lady Bulldogs will prove a tough test for the Aggie D.
We don't know whether to play a man or zone or play HTM. That's hope they miss. They're shooting 48%. So what we've got to do is not just try to get in a 92-90 game. what we've got to do is we've got to be able to defend, and we've got to make adjustments during the ball game. If something is not working, we need to make some changes. We can't wait to halftime or the next ball game. There might not be a next ball game.
Things got underway this afternoon at 1 o'clock with broadcast on Willie 1550 and 98.7 FM. Online coverage for both games will be on RadioAggieland.com. Day one of March Madness was truly maddening with plenty of crazy finishes.
5 seconds, Gray starts to go, crosses over, drives, leans in, scores it! He flipped it up and in off the window! 1 second remaining, timeout San Diego State! Houston leads by two, 67-65, what a finish in Wichita!
Rob Gray drove for a windmilling layup with 1.1 seconds remaining, and Houston held off San Diego State 67-65 to advance. Texas Tech also got the better of Stephen F. Austin 70-60 up in Dallas. Now, some of the biggest bracket busters included 11th seed Loyola Chicago, which used a buzzer-beating three, the best 6th seed Miami 64-62. Meanwhile, 13th seed Buffalo stunned number 4 seed Arizona 89-68. Now, there will be 16 more games on the slate for today with several Lone Star teams in action. In addition to the Aggies, Texas meets up with Nevada at 4:30. Texas Southern and Xavier square off at 7:20, and TCU takes on Syracuse at 9:40. Both Aggie baseball and Aggie softball are back in action today. The number 6 guys kick off SEC play against 14th-ranked Auburn at 7 o'clock on the zone. Meanwhile, the 7th-ranked ladies try to bounce back from last night's 6-1 loss to UConn when they take on Marist at 3. Coverage will be joined in progress on Willie 1550 and 98.7 FM. On the tennis courts, the Texas A&M women and men both picked up wins yesterday at the George P. Mitchell Tennis Center. The ladies blanked Missouri 4-0 to improve to 11-4 on the year and 2-3 in SEC play. Meanwhile, the number 6 guys bested 18th-ranked Notre Dame to go 11-3 overall and grab their 3rd-ranked win of the season. Back on the hardwood, James Harden scored 24 points and Eric Gordon added 23 as the Houston Rockets outlasted the L.A. Clippers 101-96. Meanwhile, down in New Orleans, LaMarcus Aldridge put up 25 points and DeJounte Murray collected a double-double of 18 points and 12 rebounds to lead the Spurs over the Pelicans 98-93. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2017 F-150 Lariat 4x4, only $684 a month. And it's a Lariat, so it is the top of the line of the F-150s. You're talking about all the bells and whistles. A nice, nice truck for as low as $684 a month. Again, it's Team Ford of Navasota on Highway 6. You head south from College Station. You cannot miss them. You cannot miss this deal. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. They're comfortable, spacious, and easy to control with performance-matched implements and a genuine Kubota diesel engine for years of reliable service. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through March 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come see WC Tractor at one of their 4 Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, or Temple, or visit WC Tractor.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family, and close friends. So, new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
It might just be that you only need to update your kitchen or a breakfast area. We can do that.
You have, I think, the largest selection of backsplashes and tiles and accent pieces that I've ever seen, and you get new ones in all the time.
That's one area where we're constantly working very hard to bring the latest and greatest decorative tile for your walls, your backsplashes, so that you create a really exciting, fresh, new look in your home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Good morning. Couple of minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota. So Uber just released their stats on all the stuff people leave behind.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. The top 10 items we forgot. Phone.
Wallet.
Keys. Clothing. Glasses.
Clothing. Okay. Uh-huh.
Children.
Ooh. Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Oh, well, really?
In one case, yeah. E-cigs, headphones, IDs. Sundays and Saturdays, of course, are the most common days to leave stuff behind. It's the most rare on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The cities that leave the most stuff behind. And this has to be per capita, because it's Dubois, Pennsylvania, which is, I don't know, outside of Pittsburgh, Athens, Georgia, Stillwater, Shreveport, and Boone, North Carolina. Some of those have, you know, schools, colleges,
yeah. Right.
Thing. And for some reason, mid-September through late October is the most popular time of year for people to actually forget their stuff. Maybe because that's around the beginning of the semester.
Sure.
It could be that you're doing Uber for the first time, those sorts of things, you know, that kind of an experience. Now.
Or it's also football season.
That too.
In your tailgating.
The weirdest things that people forgot. Somebody's little brother.
No.
Ah, children.
Little bro. Forgot.
A Star Wars encyclopedia.
Ooh.
Two packs of mud from the Dead Sea.
What? Okay. That's weird.
A shoe.
Just one.
One shoe.
Just one.
Yeah. A bulletproof vest.
Oh, might need that.
Leaf blower.
In an Uber.
Flat screen.
Oh.
Butcher knife. And a college diploma.
Yikes.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
68 right now. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
It's a slow search through the rubble in Miami. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Not only because of the fact that there may be possible victims under there and we have to treat it very delicately, but because of the safety of the rescuers as well.
Alvaro Zabaleta with Miami-Dade Police. At least six people were killed when the bridge collapsed yesterday down on top of vehicles.
Five victims are still in those cars in the rubble. So one person died in the hospital. Five victims still remain here at the scene, and there could be more.
Fox's Laura Engel near the collapse in Miami, where investigators are trying to figure out what went wrong.
The nearly 200-foot-long walkway was built on the side of the road in one big piece known as an instant bridge, or